It's like walking into a room full of just wild dogs, you know, like the wild dogs are barking and barking and barking, and your music, that is exactly what your music is. It barks, it's loud. I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's just, it's loud.
It's melodic death metal.
It's melodic death metal. Yeah, yeah.
That's jazzy. That's
specifically
jazzy.
What kind of melodic death metal is it?
I mean, I just play whatever out of my hands. I play out of feel.
Okay. So you got some practice with this instrument, eh?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems that we face when we play music like melodic death metal or Nashville blues is like, you know, like you have to get the listener to like to understand where you're coming from when you're playing this type of genre, you know? And honestly, I feel like it is kind of a stressor because I'm in grade 12, right? And, you know, I've been applying for colleges and, you know, I want to get into music, but I'm afraid, you know, that like, you know, the stuff I play won't be recognized by like an audience. And, you know, it's a little, makes me a little fearful sometimes.
So you feel that you may perhaps forever be this kind of outcast that doesn't get included into music?
Yeah, but then again, you know, sometimes you play in front of somebody and they like it, and like that gives you a little spark of hope, you know?
That's when you start making your network right there. That's when you make a network, you have one person that enjoys your music. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're hanging out with that person, making music with them. Next thing you know, you have an entire band with you, performing with you on stage. So,
well, I don't think it's a bad thing to be unique because then you really aren't different than anyone else. And
exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
And
I mean,
music, you have to be better than everyone else by slim margins if you're playing that game.
Absolutely.
Compared to if you're unique, you're not competing against anyone. So if everyone likes what you're doing, then you're the king of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You become the king with the crown, my friend. You'll be the face of that genre right there. You'll be the face of that genre.
Yeah.
They'll be painting pictures of you someday. You're going to be on billboards. You're going to be on t-shirts for crying out loud.
Yeah, you'll be like the next Bob Marley, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Cal, has anyone told you look like Bob Marley?
I haven't had anybody tell me I look like Bob Marley, but I have had people tell me I do look old for my age. I mean, I'm only 17 years old, but I mean, rocking this absolutely stunning mustache and beard. I mean, people come up to me and ask me, "Is like, yo, are you 20 years old, man?" Or they come up to me kind of with an awkward eye, saying, "How old are you, man?" And I tell them, and I'm only 17. It's like, "No way, you're lying to me." And I say, "Yeah, that's actually just how old I am." So, I do have people tell me I am a little bit older than my age, but I've never been mistaken for Bob Marley.
Wow. You know, when I first saw you in grade 9, I thought you were at GOC.
Is that right? Let's get a little off topic here, fellas.
Anyways, it doesn't matter the topic. We're going back to our music, to Blue Blazer by Self Care.
Thank you.
awesome party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
What a therapeutic sound.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Hi, you're tuned in to Open Mic, your unpredictable playlist at CJSF 90.1 FM.
My name
from Burnaby at Simon Fraser University.
My name is Kyle, this is
Marcus.
And I'm Yale.
And I'm Vincent. That last song we just listened to, Aguirre's of Guilt by The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die.
That's quite the band name if you ask me. The
artist
name.
It was an awesome song.
Absolutely, it's a pretty good song. It's a pretty damn good song if you ask me.
I like the
And
films.
I know that we only have a couple of songs left to give to y'all, but definitely stay tuned. After this, we got Free Voices coming on, but...
Yeah. Well, what do you think about that music, guys?
That music? Honestly, I don't typically listen to music that's got quite the artist name. I'm not gonna lie to you. The world is a beautiful place, and I am no longer afraid to die. So I mean, if I see that as somebody's artist name or their band name, that's not necessarily attractive to me personally. I mean, that's quite the name, and you know, it's. I bet you they have quite a bit of meaning into it. So
yeah, definitely. Mm. I like that music. It's kind of, you know, this sort of segue into metal.
Mm.
Is one of the songs.
Oh,
it's kind of metally, but it's rock.
It's like heavier on the rock side, yeah.
Okay, hold up. Wait, can somebody please describe the difference between rock and metal to me?
Oh, actually, I don't know. I mean, I can't really explain it over words, but if you just listened to it, you could immediately tell. You could immediately tell if you just listened to it, you know?
Okay.
I mean, if I had to try, maybe I would say the vocals are one of the most you know, outstanding parts that separate metal and hard rock.
Well, I've noticed that metal particularly, it has a lot of, it's like I was describing earlier, it's like dogs barking. It's really loud and it's like hardcore, you know what I mean? So it's very loud. Would you say that metal has more emotion than rock does, if it's getting that loud to the point where people are screaming or they're doing insane, let's go with the word, riffs, you know?
Well, I wouldn't really say that because, you know, to me, they're all equally as sentimental and emotional to anyone that appreciates the genre.
It's really just the artist behind it that's making the music. I mean, it's the different tastes, the different styles, the different ways of living, I guess you could say. It's the different thought process of making music. I mean, somebody could be making a beautiful song, and say somebody considers a song as beautiful as...
Norcott.
Let's say a song by Funeral called The Will to Die. We would say, let's refer to it as that. I mean, the emotion between those two is quite different between a song from Elvis Presley, you know? I mean, it's... Okay, I think I could see from your lens. It's all about the perspective.
I think we can really see emotion in songs that combine the screaming of metal with maybe the more... Mm. I don't know what word I can use to describe the more raw vocals of rock.
Maybe it's just a different expression of feeling, you know? Like, it's...
Different people understand
absolutely.
It.
Like, I mean, if you're making a song about pain, anger, and hurt, you could listen to Johnny Cash's song called Hurt, or you could listen to some heavy metal such as The Will to Die by Funeral.
Yeah.
Into
Hi, you are listening to 90.1 FM CJSF from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby.
My name is Kyle. This is
Marcus.
This is
Yale.
Oh, and I'm Yale.
And that's
I'm Vincent. Thank you for tuning in. Don't leave yet. We have another show, Free Voices, coming up next. So stick around for that. The last song we'll be playing is called Cynical by Bleed. Thank you for sticking around and have a good day and a merry Christmas.
Give a gift and change a life with Giving Machines. This holiday season, from December 6th through 29th at Sawasin Mills, you can help those in need with the touch of your finger. Warm meals, winter clothing, and even livestock are available as gifts at the Giving Machine, with 100% of donations going directly to our sponsored charities. Simply tap, donate, and light the world. For more information, visit www.givingmachinevancouverbc.ca.
Some politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.